Okay, so today is Daf Vav. We're going to start on Hey Yomid Beis, to 6-7 lines up in the bottom. I start with the Saka Daita Chamina. We have to remember where we are. The Gemara was, number one, was searching for the source that Ase Doka Lo Sase. Sort of, we found that with Tzitzis. Then the Gemara was trying to find a source that Ase Doka Lo Sase, that idea will apply even if the asel, even doche lo sase, the violation lo sase gives you a punishment of kares. There's a misa. So if there is a need, if the rule is an ase doche lo sase, even by lo sase a kares, then that's why we need the pasuk of aleha, pasuk by aleha, to teach us that yibum doesn't apply to achos isha, because achos isha is a lav. It's a kares if you violate. It's a rayos. So why would you have, so if you say ase docha lo sase in normal situations, then you would have said, okay, so the mitzvah of yibum would be docha the rice of achos isha. That's why we did the pasuk of aleha. So the whole point of the Gemara now is Gemara is looking for a paradigm to apply that, to apply to all cases, and to say that ase docha lo sase would apply by a lo sase of kares, and if that's the default, I need a pasuk of aleha. But if that's not the default, meaning if the paradigm is Asa is not Docha Lo Sase by Kares, then what do we need the Pasuk of Aleha by Yibam? Because we would know it right away. Why would the Ase of Yibam be Docha Lo Sase of Achos Isha if it's Kares? The only reason why we need Aleha is if Ase is Docha Lo Sase in that situation. So the Gemara says, Ela Itzrich. Itzrich means we need the Pasuk of Aleha. Itzrich Aleha. Why? Because we would have thought that that the default is that ase docha lo sase applies even if the lo sase is kares. Itzrich, soka daita chamina, I would have thought, or somebody would have thought, teise mikibud av. I would have learned that ase docha lo sase, even if the lo sase has a kares, from the halacha of kibud av ve'im. Nisanya, because we have a brisa. Brisa says, yochol ye kibud av ve'im docha shabbos. One might think that the asay of kibud av ve'im would be docha, the lo sase of violating malacha on Shabbos, with Ase Docha Lo Sase, Talmud Omar comes apostle to teach us, Ish Imo Vaviv Tiro, to fear your parents, Veshab Sosai Tishmaru, and you have to guard the Shabbos. Then it leaves out the most important part of the pasuk here, is it says, Ani Hashem, I am Hashem, which is teaching me, Kulchem, even the parents in that pasuk, are Chayav Mikvodi. They're all required to honor me, which means I trump, I being Hashem, trump. So therefore, I, Hashem, my Shabbos, trumps the Kibbutz Ava'im. Okay, so now what's the question is, what violation are we talking about on Shabbos? The Gemara says, my love, are we not discussing a case, the Amrle, where the father says to the son, Shechotli, du Shchita, or Bashelli, or du Bishel, these are Malachos del Raisa, the violation of which is really Skila, but if there's no Edim or Asra, he did it amazing, it's Karis. So therefore you see, it's an Ase Doche Lo Sase by Karis. The Chasavrat and Taima, the only reason why you don't violate Shabbos in the case of this assay is the kasa rachmana as Shabbos osai tishmaru ani Hashem. It's because the pasuk tells you. Meaning halav hachi. Had we not had the pasuk, then dachi. The default would have been that the assay is docha lo sasei with kares. Therefore, I need the pasuk as ani Hashem to tell me that it's not. But normally it would be. So if normally assay docha lo sasei has a kares, therefore the assay would docha lo sasei by yibim as well. And that's why I need the pasuk of aleha. So that works. So Gemara says, lo, who says that what we're talking about here is a case where the father is telling the son to violate a Hilchos Shabbos, and the violation would involve a chi of kares? Maybe lav de mechamer. It's talking about the lav of mechamer, which is causing to lead an animal. Right? Rashi says, mechamer achar behema. The problem with mechamer achar behema, that comes from the pasuk of kol malacha lo ta'asa ato v'imtecha, right? You're not allowed to do, animals not allowed to do malacha. But there's no kares in this situation. Look at Rashi, top Rashi. It says, "V'hai lav leka kares delo oven maise begufe," because you yourself are not doing any physical action. You're not doing it. You're just causing the animal. The malacha is being done by the animal. You're potter of alasa, but there's no kares. So therefore, what's talking about over here? It's talking about the asay of kibud av would not be docha a losasei of Chilul Shabbos, even though the Los Haseh of Chilul Shabbos does not involve Kares. I mean, the Haseh of the thought of Kibbutz Av is not strong enough to overpower this Los Haseh. So therefore, again, so just keep going back. So if this is not talking about Asay Dochelos Asay of Karis, so I'd have no paradigm that Asay is typically Dochelos Asay of Karis. Therefore, I never would have thought that by Yibum it should be Docha Ishazach, and therefore, why do I need the Pasuk of Aleah? So then the Gemara just sidetracks and says, wait a second. If we're talking about the Lav of Mechamer, which doesn't have Karis, then we're talking about a regular case of the Asay of Kibbut Avaim being Docha Alos Asay of Mechamer on Shabbos. And we say that the Asay is not Dochet. Then we just prove that Asay is Docha Alos Asay by Tzitzis. The Gemara says, "Vahil hachi lo tachi elav yachaim alad." We just established the ase docha lo sase. We set a paradigm that ase is docha lo sase, a regular lo sase, and now we just have a pasuk here, a limit here that's telling me ase is not docha lo sase. So, which is the paradigm? Which one is it? It says, "Ligmar mehacha de lo litche." Maybe you should learn from here that Asay is not Dochelos Asay, and then we have to figure out everything we do with Tzitzis, but we seem to have a stira in Limudim, which paradigm is paradigm, which is the one that we set off. So the Gemara says, maybe you'll tell me, V'chi Tema, maybe tell me, Shane Lave de Shabbos de Chamiri. Maybe you'll tell me that when it comes to Hilchos Shabbos, the reason why, we'll say the paradigm is Asay is Dochelos Asay, no Kares. Why is Asay not Dochelos Asay by a non-Karas violation of Shabbos? Because the Lavim of Shabbos are so strong. Because being violating Shabbos, you're Ki'ilo Ovid Ovid Zara, so therefore the Asay cannot be powerful. This is a very, very powerful Lav, even though it's not Karas. It's a very powerful Lav, and therefore the Asay won't be Dochet. The Gemara says you can't say that. Because I have other situations, the Gemara's going to come up, I have other situations where this sort of discussion comes up, and we don't use that to answer. We don't say that's an answer to reject any svara. Mahatana ba'almakai, the brisa there in Tanoim in other places in Shas that use this limud from Shabbos to explain that kibbut av is not docha other losaseis. And theoretically, if you're going to tell me that Shabbos is so chamor, then we say, well, you can't learn from Shabbos to here because Shabbos is so chamor. We'll see. He says the hatana ba'almakai v'lo kaparach, and they don't use this as a question on the limud. The Tanya. We have another brisa. Yochel Amrlob Avid. So you have a Kohen. So you could have thought that if the father tells his son, listen, I'm telling you, there is something in the my Aveda, I guess, is in the Beis HaKvaros, it's in the cemetery. Please go get it for me. So it's an asay to listen to the father, to keep it aveim, but to los asay for the Kohen, the son, to be metame, to become tame. So Yachal Amrlo Ovid Hitame, or maybe the case with Amrlo, the father says, you know what, deal with me and don't return the lost item that you found. So there's an asay of Kibud Aveim, and there's a los asay of Lo Suchal Hisaleim. You can't lift up your eyes and not do Hashavah Zaveda. So Yachal Amrlo Aviv Hitame, Osha Amrlo Al Tachzir, Yachal Yishamalo, maybe you should listen to the father and violate these lavin. This is the case of the cemetery, violate the lav of becoming tamei because you listen to the assay of the father telling you of kibbut av. Talmud Omar, the Gemara says no. We had the limud from the Shabbos pasuk. Ish imo vaviv tiro, veshab sosai tishmoru, again, ani Hashem, kuchem chayim bekvodi. You're not allowed to violate isur, you're not allowed to violate the lav of Melech Shabbos because of kibbut av. And I'm going to extrapolate from that I'm going to bring the law of Tumas Mace and not returning the lost object, that they are not Nidcha because of Kibbut Av. So you see, they don't make a chilek and say, oh, no, Shabbos is different because it's more Chamor. So therefore, where are we now? It's setting up for the...
Preparing for a
thing today.
Sorry.
What?
I'm apologizing. I'm sorry.
Oh. You're setting up for the kids show.
Just want to make sure he's not setting up for something else.
Oh. All right, so. What?
Breakfast for us.
Halavai. No, he's okay. Please keep it in your. Okay, so where are we now? So
setting up
Kitcha Dochei Libertar. We'll see, because that might just be a Heksha. So that's coming up. Well, actually, we're not going to learn that way. So where are we now? So now we're saying that the Pasuk could be, the Pasuk by Shabbos is discussing a case of Mechamer. And discussing some Mechamer, it's not a case of Asei Docha Losa Sei, that with Losa Sei is a Kares. It's telling you that from Shabbos you learn that Asei Docha Losa, that the Asei of Shabbos is not sorry, the Asif Kibbut Av is not Dochi, the Los Aseh of Shabbos. But we don't have a paradigm for an Aseh Dosa Lo Haseh by Karis. Therefore, where would we have thought that Aseh is Dochi, Los Aseh by Karis? Why do we need the Pasuk of Aleha to tell me that you, to tell us that the Yibum doesn't override the Los Aseh of Arayas of Achos Isha? Right. So the Gemara says, Ella, we'll learn it out from a different place. That's where it's stuck now. The Gemara says, okay, wait a second. I'll tell you now why you can't learn from Kibbut Av. I'll tell you why you can't learn from Kibbut Av. The Gemara says, wait a second, did I say it wrong? Oh, no, I said it wrong. So the problem was is that we cannot be discussing the case of Mechamer. It can't be Mechamer. Why? Because if it was Mechamer, then we have a paradigm of saying that Ase Doche Lo Sase, which will go against our paradigm by Tzitzis, right? Except I forgot the whole cup of where we are. I wrote it down. So we said maybe here it's special because Shabbos is a high level, and that's why the Ase can't overcome such a high level. We say, no, but that's not the case, because we apply it to other cases. So we can't be talking about the Lav Mechamer, because since then we would see that an Aseh is Doche, a regular Lav. So we must be dealing with an Aseh Doche, let's say, of a Malacha, which is Karis. And it's only because of the Pasuk that it tells us that the Aseh of Kibbut Av is not, the Aseh of Kibbut Av is not Doche, Los Aseh of Shabbos. Therefore, we do have a default of Aseh Doche, Los Aseh of Karis, and therefore we need the Limud of Aleha. So Gemara says, so therefore we can say that the paradigm is Shabbos. We have Aseh Doche Lo Saseh by Karis works. Aseh is Doche Lo Saseh of Karis. By Shabbos we have a Pasuk, and therefore we also need a Pasuk by Aleha. Now the Gemara will say, no, even though you found the paradigm of Aseh Doche Lo Saseh by Karis by Shabbos, it doesn't apply to the case of Yibam, because they're different. You can't apply it. Why? He says, Ella Mishum De'ikul Mifrach. We can say that you can't compare the two. Malahanach, we'll just read it, Malahanach Shekein Hechsher Mitzvah. This is Hechsher Mitzvah. So here, there's a major machlokas, Rashi and everybody else, about how to learn Hechsher Mitzvah. Hechsher Mitzvah usually means preparatory, to prepare something. Rashi doesn't learn it that way. So therefore, our halacha is, we go with Rashi, unless we have time. So we're going to go with the halacha with what Rashi says. And keep in mind, everyone argues, I believe there's like a three-column note in the art scroll on this. But Rashi says, what does it mean Hechsher Mitzvah? He says, Hechsher Mitzvah means, this is the only way to accomplish the mitzvah. The only way to accomplish the mitzvah of Kibbut Av by the Shabbos case, when he says to shecht for me or to cook for me, is to shecht for me or to cook for him. I mean, the only way to accomplish the Aseh is to violate the Lav. Rashi says, but when it comes to, but when it comes to Achos Isha, there is another way to accomplish the mitzvah. You don't have to do Yibum, you could do Chalitza, which everyone jumps on and says, what are you talking about? The halacha is, there's no Yibum, there's no Chalitza. That's the host's question. Leave that aside for now, because that's not where we're going to go. We can go with Rashi. So Rashi says, look at Rashi, Ella. Rashi says, Ella, la'olam, the amr le shchotli basheli. Talking about a case where the father tells the son, please shech for me or cook for me on Shabbos. But filu hachi lo itzrich aleha. Nevertheless, we still don't need the pasuk of aleha. Oh, why not? If it's talking about a case about bishul, it's talking about aseh doche lo saseh of karis. It says, the ikulam ephrach, because you can say, ma lahanach shchotli basheli, Shekein Hechsher Mitzvah B'chilo Shabbos. That's the Hechsher Mitzvah, the only way to accomplish the mitzvah. Ba'kiras Lo Saseh, the moment you violate the Lo Saseh, Hu Mekayim Aseh De Kibud, the Zeh Hechsher Kiyumo. That's the way to accomplish the Kiyum of Kibud Av. V'i Efshar L'Kayimo B'loa Kiras Lav. There's no way to Mekayim the Aseh without uprooting the Lo Saseh. Hilkach, therefore, Ilo Kasav Shabsai Tishmoru, had it not written the Pasuk of Shabsai Tishmoru, I would say you should be doche the lo saseh. Aval yibum, when it comes to the yibum, it's a different paradigm. Aval yibum lo ze bilvad hechsher kiyum aseh. That's not the only way to mekayim the aseh. Shere yochol lachlots. You could do chalitza v'lo yakor lav shel erva, and you wouldn't violate the lav of the erva of the achos isha. Below itzrich aleha, and therefore I don't need the pasuk of aleha. In other words, we just try to make a paradigm. The paradigm was that you see by Shabbos that aseh is, why do you see by hilchot Shabbos aseh is doche lo saseh by kares. The only reason why it's not doche is because I have the pasuk because I have a Shabbos tishmoru va'ani Hashem. But normally the paradigm is
Ase is docha los ase with kares. So now we try to move that over to Yivum and say ase is docha los ase by kares. I don't need ase would be ase would normally be docha los ase by kares. That's why I need the pasuk valea. Gemara says, according to Rashi, no, it's different paradigms. There by Shabbat it's an ase docha los ase by kares because there's no other way to maybe mekayim the ase. By Yibum, there is another way to be Mekayim the Aseh. So I wouldn't extrapolate from Shabbos. Therefore, I would never have said that the mitzvah of Yibum would come to Yibum and violate the Los Aseh of Achas Isha by even though it's a Kares, because it's a different paradigm. There's another option. The option being Chalitza, according to Rashi. Tosos, he has long Tosos. Tosos has three questions and argues on Rashi. But let's just leave that for now. So now the problem is, so therefore you see that I can't learn from Kibud Av Va'Em. If I can't learn from Kibud Av Va'Em, therefore I would need Aleha, and I'm good to go. So therefore I would not need Aleha. Sorry, I would not need Aleha. Why would I not need Aleha? Because I never would have thought that Yivum should uproot the Lo Saseh of Achos Isha. It's a Kareish just like Shabbos. Yeah, Shabbos, that's the only way to Mekayim the Aseh. By Yivum, I have another way to Mekayim the Aseh. So therefore, I never would have thought that the Aseh of Yivum would docha the Los Aseh of Achos Isha. Why do I need the Pasuk of Aleha? Because I never would have thought that. The only reason why I need Aleha is if normally the paradigm is that Aseh docha Los Aseh of Kareish. Yes, that's true by Shabbos, but that's not necessarily true by Yivum, because there's another way to do it, which is Chalitza.
Yeah, but that's not correct. Chalitza is not...
Well, we said that. That's Tosis' question. That's what we just said. So we're putting that aside. We don't cheat as Rashi. The Granat has a shear on that. The first shear, Granat Stim and Aleph in his Sefer on Yivum, talks about it. Ramnacha Barkovitz talks about it. All the Achronim discuss it. I ain't in that big, massive note over there. I actually just have to change a little nuance in Rashi. But Rashi seems... There's a lot on that. Okay. So the Gemara says, okay, so therefore we're stuck now, which I don't have a paradigm. Why do I need a law? So now the Gemara says, okay, Ella Sakadaita Khamina, Tesame Binyan Beis HaMikdash. I'll learn it now from Binyan Beis HaMikdash. And now we're gonna go through the entire same Shakla Vatarial. Beis HaMikdash says, the Pasuk says, Atanya, Yochel Yeh Binyan Beis HaMikdash, which is a mitzvah saseh, Docha Shabbos, it should be Chayiv Shabbos, meaning it should build the Mishkan or the Beis HaMikdash. Did I skip something? No. Build the Beis HaMikdash or the Mishkan on Shabbos. Talmud Lomar, again, the Pasuk says, Eshap Shosai Tishmaru, U'mikdashi Tirou, you should fear the Mikdash, but Ani Hashem. The fear of the Mikdash doesn't override my precepts of Hashem, which teaches me that Shmir Shabbos is, because that's covered on Kadosh Baruch Hu from all of the mitzvos, because by Shabbos we're made on Kadosh Baruch Hu, that he was Baruch Olamo, so you can't be Mechal Shabbos in order to build a Beis HaMikdash. So the default was, again, the Aseh should be Doch Los Aseh of Kares, and therefore the default was you would think that Binyan Beis HaMikdash, the Aseh, Doch the Los Aseh of Kares of Malach on Shabbos, comes only because of a Pasuk does it uproot that. So my love, again, so if that's the case, then the default is that Aseh Docha Lo Saseh applies by case of Kares, and therefore would apply by Yibum, and therefore we need Aleha in order to get rid of that assumption. So my love, again, are we not discussing a case where the Torah is telling you that you would have thought that you could do Bone Ebesoser, which is a real Malachos D'Oraisa, of the violation of which is a Chi of Kares. My love, Bone Ebesoser, and Taimo, the reason why they're Usser by Binyan Beis HaMikdash, is the Kasav Rachmanesh of Sasai Tishmoru and Yashem. Halav Hachi, had it not been for the Pasuk, it would be Doche. So we have a paradigm. The Gemara says, lo, it's not talking about Bone Ebesoser, it's talking about the love of the Mechamer, the love of Mechamer of leading the animal, and therefore it's not discussing a case of the Lo Sasei that's Kares. Therefore, I don't have a paradigm of Asse Doche Lo Sasei by a case of where the Lo Sasei is Kares. And therefore, if that's the case, if I don't have that paradigm, why do I need a Leah by Yibum?
Why are we not talking about Pekuach Nefesh?
Where's Pekuach Nefesh?
Yeah, it's not there, and I don't understand why Chazal are not bringing that.
I'm not following the question.
Well, because Pekuach Nefesh is
Doki. Yeah, but Pekuach Nefesh is that's a different thing. It's a Chaybehem. It's not an Asay, it's a Pekuach Nefesh. Doesn't apply in that case.
It's a different category.
It's a different category.
It's
not like a mitzvah pushing something. It's Pekuach Nefesh. It's like a big, massive, general, whole overarching theme throughout Torah. I don't think it's a specific.
Okay, I think it's a good question, but I think you can make a distinction. So the Gemara says, we're talking about Mechamer. So the Gemara says, wait a second. So if we're talking about Lava Mechamer, then we're talking about a regular Losase, then we have a paradigm of Ase Docha Losase, that says that Ase is not Docha Losase, that goes against our paradigm of Tzitzis. So Gemara says, no, Afilu, I'm using the word paradigm a lot. Afilu Hachi Lo Dachi, right? Even here it's not Doche, Ela the Kai Milan, the Ase Docha Losase. So you establish that Ase is Docha Losase by Tzitzis, Ligmor Mehachal, learn from here, the Lo Dachi, that Ase is not Docha Losase. So therefore, it has to be discussing Bishul. The Gemara says, oh no, Bechitema, Shani Lave, the Shabbos, the Chamiri. Maybe the reason why it's not Doche here is typically because Shabbos is Chamor, but we see Shabbos is not more Chamor because we have the case of Atani Ba'almakai, Belo Kaparach. In other cases, they use this the same Limud and they bring Shabbos and they don't say, oh, that Shabbos is more Chamor. The Tanya, because we have a Brisa, Yochel Amar Lo Aviv, he Tamei. The father tells the son, go to the cemetery and become Tamei. Osha Amar Lo Al Takzir, don't return the Aveda. Deal with me, Yochel Yishmalo. Maybe you should listen to the father. Tamalomar Ish Imo Vaviv Tiro. Right, and Bishop Society tomorrow. Ani Hashem Kulchem Chayav Mikvodi. You listen to me, not the father in that situation. And then we don't say that Shabbos is more chamor. So we're still stuck. So now we're stuck that Shabbos is more chamor. Shabbos is teaching. If Shabbos is more chamor, so we must be. If Shabbos is not more chamor, we can't say that the case of Shabbos is discussing a case of a regular lav, because then it'll go against what we established, that Ase is Doche Los Ase by regular lav. It must be discussing a case of a malacha that would have a violation of kares, and therefore we have a pasuk that tells me that the only in this situation is that not Doche the Los Ase of kares, and therefore I have, again, a paradigm for Yivam. So Gemara says, and therefore I'll need a lea. No, the reason why we can say is that it's different. Yeah, again, you have a paradigm by Shabbos of Aseh Dochelos Aseh of Kares, that only applies by Shabbos, where there's no, the case of Shabbos and Kibbut Av, or the case of Shabbos and the Mikdash over here, because there is no other way to accomplish the Aseh. The only way to accomplish the Aseh of Bona is to do Bona. The only way to accomplish the Aseh of doing Kibbut Av was to do, in the previous Gerasa, was to do the Bishul. There is another way to accomplish the goals of Yibum by doing Chalitza, again, with all the kashas that we had. El Ikele Mefrach, Ma Lahana Shekein Hechsher Mitzvah. So therefore, I don't have a paradigm for Yibum. So Gemara says, wait, what are you talking about? What do I need this chilik? It says, Hechsher Mitzvah Tepele Mahasam. We already did this. We just made the distinction by Shabbos that it's Hechsher Mitzvah, the distinction. You're not going to have that same distinction twice. And we have a rule is, Im Eino Inyan L'Davar Zeh, Teneu Inyan L'Davar Acher. If you have a rule that's not needed for its own purpose, put it for another purpose. So therefore, you told me that I can't learn out Yibum from the Shabbos case because that's a Hechsher Mitzvah. And now you're telling me again, I can't learn out Yibum from the Beis HaMikdash case because that's Hechsher Mitzvah. I already know the distinction of Hechsher Mitzvah. The Torah already taught me a distinction of Hechsher Mitzvah by Shabbos. So it's not teaching me again the distinction of Hechsher Mitzvah. Must be that in the Mikdash case is talking about a regular case. It's just going to teach me that Aseh Docha Lo Saseh by Kares in all situations. And therefore, I would need the Pasuk of Aleh. So according to this, we're good to go. According to this now, we have a paradigm that Ase Docha Lo Saseh by Kares, where, by Beis HaMikdash, because it's not talking about Hechsher Mitzvah, because that's the Kibbut Av Hilchos Shabbos case. So the case by Binyan Beis HaMikdash and Hilchos Shabbos is a regular case of Ase Docha Lo Saseh by Kares, and we see that had we not had the Pasuk, we would have said it is Docha. So therefore, we would need Aleh by Yibum, because had it not had the Pasuk, we would say that the mitzvah's Ase of Yibum would be Docha the Eishas Ach. So the Gemara says, no, you can't even learn that from Beis HaMikdash. You know why? Because your whole lima from Beis HaMikdash is wrong. It's a different, the lima from Beis HaMikdash has nothing to do with Ase Docha Lo Saseh. He says, Ein HaChanami. You're right. Ein HaChanami, we don't even need, the reason why, we can take this further, we don't need at all the idea that Binyan Beis HaMikdash is not Docha Shabbos, because we already know from the case of Kibbut Av that you don't violate Shabbos in the case of Aseh. If we don't violate Shabbos for another Aseh, we already know that. So what's the case of Mikdash come to teach us? Teach a totally different thing, the easiest part of the daf today. He says, Ein HaChanami. He says, Et Shabbos Haiti Shmoro Mikdashi Tiro Lamali. So what's the connection between Shabbos and Mikdash? We said the connection between Shabbos and Mikdash is that Binyan Beis HaMikdash is not Docha Shabbos. We already know that, because we already know that Kibbut Av is not Docha Shabbos. So he says, "Miboile lichidasanya." We learn it that we need it for the following brisa, which is to teach us proper behavior in a mikdash and potentially a shul. Right? He says, "Miboile lichidasanya." Yochol yisarei adam b'mikdash. You might think that a person should be fearful of the mikdash itself. Right? Put some sort of like almost a avodah zarah like. The mikdash itself is what provides you with the awe. Talmud lomar et shapsosai tishmoro ves mikdashi tiro. Nemar shmir shabbos. It says shmir shabbos in the pasuk. Benemar mor b'mikdash. It also says be fearful of the mikdash. Ma shmir hamur b'shabbos. When you shomer shabbos, it's lo mishabbos atamis yara. You're not fearful of the entity of shabbos itself. Elam mipnei mipi mimi shehizir al shabbos. The fear is on the entity that warned you about shabbos, which means Hashem. Not the Shabbos, but Hashem. Af mora amur b'mikdash, so to the mora, the fear in the mikdash, is lo mimikdash atam isyare. Don't be fearful of the mikdash. Ela mimisha hizel mikdash. When you go to the base of the mikdash, it should inspire awe and trepidation of the person, whatever, who told you to build the base of mikdash, which is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then the Gemara explains, the ezo mora mikdash. Well, the Gemara just asks, wait a second, why don't we just learn that? Why don't we learn that the same thing by Kibbutz Av? Why by Kibbutz Av? It's the same pasuk. Why by Kibbutz Av do we say, oh, that talks about that don't violate Shabbos in place of Kibbutz Av does not allow you to violate Shabbos. Why don't we say the same language? Oh, no, don't be afraid of don't be fearful of the Father, don't bow down to the Father, rather it's Hashem. Same way we're doing about the Beis HaMikdash. Tosfos says, he says, Gabi Av lo hitzrach lo markein, dipshita lo yishtach lelo. You can't bow down, come to Purim, right? You can't bow down to him, l'shem elokus. Why would you bow down to the Father? Well, that's, Rizvana said, that definitely doesn't happen. Why would you bow down to the Father, l'shem elokus? So the first part of the pasuk is comparing Hilchos Shabbos to Hilchos Kibbutz Av to tell me that Kibbutz Av is not Docha Shabbos. The second part of the pasuk, we're still comparing Shabbos to Mikdash, is to tell me that just as like on Shabbos you're fearful of Hashem, so to the Mikdash you're fearful of Hashem. And the Gemara says the Ezehu Mor Mikdash. So what's considered fear in the Mikdash? Certain types of behavior. Number one, Lo Yikonetz Adam B'Harabayis B'Maklo. You don't walk into Harabayis with your staff, or B'Minalo, or with your shoes, or B'Pundaso with your belt that has your all your money on it, which is interesting. This is an interesting Hara. Is that when, so I heard this from Simon Wolf, he says when Bnei Yisrael left Mitzrayim, these three things which you're not allowed to do in the base of Mikdash, those are the exact things that we were commanded to do. We were supposed to go out, they left with your shoes, with your staff, with Chagureichem tied, so you have to figure out why when we left Mitzrayim, that's what we were supposed to do, and when it comes to the base of Mikdash, those are the three exact ample examples that we're not supposed to do. He says,
What's the answer?
I said Tahara. I was pointing out. Okay. So this is Daf Yomi. We're not going to okay, we'll have a different shiur on that.
Okay,
so I'll find the shiur. I'll send it out. The Ezi Mor Mikdash. He says Lo Yikanas Adam Arbayis B'Maklo B'Menalo B'Pundaso. Right, you can't Avakshal Gaber Glav. You can't have the dust on your feet. You have to wash off your feet. V'Lo Yasenu Kapandria. You can't make it a shortcut. Right, you can't make it a shortcut to cut through. Same thing with the shul. You can't make it a shortcut to cut through. The Gemara says, "Birikika mikabachomer." You're not allowed to spit from kabachomer. Now nowadays, no one would think to spit. Everyone thinks it's disgusting. Back then, spitting was like a normal thing. You had the spittoons all over the place. People would spit. You're not allowed to spit because of kabachomer. Kabachomer is from where? It's from this week from Megillas Esther. Kabachomer is that it says in Esther in Perek Dalet Pasuk Beis, "Ki ein lavo el shara melech over sack." You can't wear sackcloth when you go see the king. So he says, with a sock. What? Right, the sock is. What?
The
spitting?
Yeah.
You know where it comes
from, by the way? It's a taz.
To spit?
Yeah.
With
taz.
But it's disgusting.
It's taz.
Even in shul. Yeah, I know.
They spit on the floor. It's a rip. Hell of a rip. It's taz, by the way.
Interesting.
They stamp it out.
Yeah. Interesting. They say, he says, because you're not allowed to come with a sock to the Shahar Melech, kabachomer, you can't spit. A sock isn't disgusting, I guess. It's just, it's not mos. Spitting is mos. And therefore, if you can't even come with a sock, you can't spit. So the Gemara then says, now I know that these ceremonies apply to Makom Mikdash when the base of Mikdash is extant. But if the base of Mikdash nowadays is not
is not extant. How do I know I'm still not allowed to do these things on the Makom of Mikdash? Tamid Lomar, Epshap Sosai Tishmoru, Metashitiro. It's a comparison between Shabbos and Mikdash. Mashmir Amur Shabbos Le'olam, just like Shmir Shabbos is forever, so too, Af Mor Amur Mikdash Le'olam. So too, the Mor and the Mikdash is Le'olam. But now, this whole Pasuk of a Mikdash Tiro is only just telling me to say that it's not teaching me that Binyan Beis Mikdash is Asr on Shabbos. Right, it is usher, but we already learned that from the other pasuk. So again, if the other pasuk is talking about the Shabbos aspect, the problem is that okay, there by Shabbos we have we would have said ase dochelosa say if there was no other way to be accomplished the ase, but Yibum is different because there's another way to accomplish the ase, which is chalitza, and therefore I don't have a paradigm to teach me that ase dochelosa say by ase would be dochelosa say by Yibum. What do I need the pasuk of Aleha? So the Gemara says, "El Saka Daitach." Maybe we would have learned it from Mehab Ara, from burning, from kindling on Shabbos. So kindling on Shabbos is one of the malachas. The issue with kindling on Shabbos is that it's one of the malachas that is actually stated explicitly. The Torah teaches us you're not allowed to do malach on Shabbos, and then it says, "Lo Sivaru Eish B'Chol Mosh Maseicha B'Yom HaShabbos." So there's a machlokes between Rav Yossi and Rav Nosson, which we'll see in a moment, is why is Havara specified? So one mandarmer says havara specified. We'll see. Okay. El saka daita tesi me havara. Detanya Rabbi Yerushalmi Shmuel, because it learned in the base measures of Rabbi Shmuel. It says lo sivareish b'chol mos hoseichem ma tamud lomar. What's it coming to teach us? The Gemara says ma tamud lomar. What's it coming to teach us? We know it's coming to teach us the machlokes between Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Nosson. Il Rabbi Yosi lelav, il Rabbi Nosson lechalik. It's either teaching, according to Rabbi Yosi, it says lo sivaru eish b'chol mos hoseichem midom haShabbos to teach us that havara is different than all the other malachas. All the other malachas that you violate, there's kares, skila, but when it comes to havara, if you violate, it's only a lav. It's not a chiyav misa, it's a lav, I guess you get malchus. That's havara l'lav yatsa. But Rav Nosson says, no, Rav Nosson l'chalik. It's come to teach you that it's mechalik, to separate. Rashi here says something that he doesn't say elsewhere. L'chalik, Rashi here says that it comes to teach you that you would have thought that all the lav and tes malachas are one unit, and therefore you wouldn't be chayav for misa unless you violated the entire, all 39. Comes to Havara, comes and specify to teach you that no, each malach is viewed independently. That's how Rashi learns over here. Rashi says, L'chalik, shelo tomar eno chayiv skila ad she yichalel Shabbos b'chol malachos. L'kach, yotza Havara min haklal l'chalik. Ma Havara miyuchede she av malacha v'chayiv alei akaris u'skila b'tnei atzma, av kol shu chayiv av malacha. Okay, that's what Rashi says over here. We're going to stay local and do what Rashi says over here. So the Gemara says, what are you telling me, Tanya Be'er Shmuel, the Pasuk, Lo Sivaru Eish B'chol Mosh Maseichem B'Yom HaShabbos, what's it come to teach us? It's come to teach us either according to Rabbi Yossi L'Lav or according to Rabbi Nosson L'Chalik. So the Gemara says, no, V'Amar Rava, that's not what the Tana was bothered with. V'Amar Rava, Tana Moshavos Kakashile. It says, Lo Sivaru Eish B'chol Mosh Voseichem. Right, Mosh Voseichem. Ma Tamad Lomar. The idea of Mosh Voseichem, we learn that, Mosh Voseichem usually means an Eretz Yisrael. So it seems to be here that the Pasuk is teaching, he's telling me that only in Eretz Yisrael you're supposed to keep Shabbos and not Chutz Laretz, but Shabbos is a Chovas Hakuf. It's not a Chova of Mitzvah Tluya Ba'aretz. He says, Moshavos, Ma Talmud Lomar, Michte, Shabbos Chovas Hakufi. It's incumbent upon the person himself, right? And Chovas Hakuf, no Heges Bein Ba'aretz, Bein B'Chutz Laretz. It's both in Eretz Yisrael and outside Eretz Yisrael. So Moshavos, which seems to imply, Moshavos seems to apply only in Eretz Yisrael, the Kasa Rachman B'Shabbos, Lamali, what's Moshavas coming to teach us? So the Gemara says, Mishum Rabbi Shmuel, Amar Talmid Echad. So one Talmud said the name Rabbi Shmuel. Lefisha Neamar, it says elsewhere, Ki yebi ish chait mishpat mavis v'humas. If a person has a mishpat mavis, he's judged for capital crime, and he's judged to be guilty, and you have to punish him, you have to kill him. There's a mitzvah asay to be mamis, to kill the one who's chayav misa. Shomeyani bein b'chol bein b'shabbos. You would think that's both on chol and Shabbos. You have the chi of misa. It doesn't say anywhere to distinguish chi of misa. Do it right away with alacrity. Make sure you get the guy right away. Bein b'chol bein b'shabbos. Ma'ani mekayem. But then I have a pasuk that says u'shmartem es haShabbos ki kodesh hu lachem mechalel mos yumas. And I'm mechalel Shabbos. So the killing somebody is going to be chilul Shabbos. Definitely when it comes to sreifa, because when it comes to sreifa you have to cook up the hot lead. Right, but and also in all other malachas, there's chaburas. You get a wound, which is a malach on Shabbos also. So he says, "Mani mekayim lechalel mos yumas." So Mar says, "That's b'shar malachos chutz mi misas basin. All other malachos except for misas basin. Misas basin is telling me they can do right away. Oh, ain't or no?
or maybe Ella Fila Misas Basin. Maybe even Misas Basin is Asr on Shabbos. Umani Mekayim Vuhumas, which says Vuhumas, which means do it right away. That's by the Haruga Basin. That's B'chol, below B'Shabbos. Oh, Eino, maybe no. Oh, Eino, Ella Fila B'Shabbos, or even on Shabbos. So the question is, how do we have this? What do we do? When it comes to Misas Basin, do we do it on Shabbos or not do it on Shabbos? Which side do we lean to? So the Gemara, the Brisa continues, therefore, Tamil Omar, the Pasuk says, Lo Sivaru Eish B'chol Mos Voseichem. Do not, you know, kindle fire in all your places. So that's, okay, we have that. Ula halanu omer, and the parsha by Chiyav Misas Beisdin, by Rotzeach, it says, V'hayu eile lachem l'chukas mishpat l'doroseichem b'chom mos moseichem. In the most moseichem. So now we have a gezeira shava. So ma moshavos hamurim lahalon b'beisdin. There it says that we're talking about Beisdin, it says moshavos. So it says that moshavos means Beisdin. So af moshavos hamurun kan, so to moshavos by the pasuk havara in Shabbos, it's discussing bezdin. It's bezdin. And abarak rachmana, and the Torah says lo sivaru eish b'chol moshav seichem. Do not kindle a fire b'chol moshav seichem, which means in bezdin, which teaches me you do not violate the lo saseh of Shabbos for the assay of killing somebody who has a capital crime. So therefore, but without that pasuk, what would you have said? Without that pasuk, you would have said you do that, even though it's not say doche lo saseh of kares. And there we would have had a paradigm. So right, the Gemara says, so therefore Gemara says, my love, so Gemara would say, my love, Rabbi Nassan he. It's talking about Rabbi Nassan, the Amar L'chalik Yatzah, which teaches me that Havara is a chi of kares. Because it's come to teach me, it's L'chalik, that all the malachos have, if you violate only one of them, you get kares. Time of the Kasa Rachman lo sivaru. Therefore the pasuk tells me, lo sivaru, do not do this on Shabbos. Halav hachi, without the pasuk, would be dachi, and we have a paradigm of asa docha lo sase vaychi of karis, that normally you would say it is docha, and if I didn't have this pasuk to tell me it's not docha. So too, that's why I need the pasuk of aleha by yivam. The Gemara says, no, lo, Rabbi Yossi. Who says that? Maybe it's just talking about, it's talking in the shita of Rabbi Yossi. Within the shita of Rabbi Yossi, it's telling me that it's just the asay of Shabbos is not docha, this lav of, Yaseh of Shabbos is, the Asay of killing of Mises Beisdin is not Doche the Lav of Havara, because the Havara is just a Lav according to Rabbi Yossi, it's only a Lav. So I don't have a paradigm of a case of Asay Doche Los Asay of Karis. The Gemara says, okay.
The thing of the Asay of Mises Beisdin, okay, doesn't say boy by yom.
So they're learning it out for it, they're learning it out when the Pasuk says Vihumas, which means do it right now. From the word vuhumas, they skip, and maybe I didn't say that. I apologize.
So why okay. Don't you learn from Akal Vachomer? Difference with like no, Akal Vachomer. If you're not allowed to sit, basically not allowed to adjourn some mincha for a case of mammon, right? Because if the thing drags up to a Shabbos, is a Akal Vachomer, then you shouldn't be allowed also to finish a dinner.
No, so that talks about the actual. The adjudication itself. This guy's already paskin already.
When?
Before Shabbos, before the nightfall, we paskin. So tomorrow, kill him.
So this Vechavachomer that you should be allowed to do to
no,
so
tomorrow, kill him.
What?
Kill him tomorrow.
No, you shouldn't be allowed to do it on Shabbos then.
Why not?
What do you mean? Vechavachomer. If you're not even allowed to do Dinei Mamonos because it could drag to Shabbos, how can you do Dinei
Mamonos? But this is done already. Right, but this is done already.
Something similar.
But this is done already. They're not Jewish.
No, it's done on that Shabbos. Because if it were done on Thursday, he would have been killed already on Friday.
Right, so they finished before nightfall on Shabbos.
No,
on
Friday. It shouldn't be allowed.
I don't know. I don't judge my own Kabbalah.
Don't do judgments on Friday in general.
Is that a true thing that we say?
It should be.
I don't know. Let's finish it off. So Gemara says, no, to hey Nami Rabbi Yossi. Even according to Shita Rabbi Yossi, this becomes a paradigm for us. Because when Rabbi Yossi says that Havar is alive, he says Havar is alive, kindling is alive, if the only thing you're violating is kindling. But if your kindling is also doing Bishul, then it's all, if he agrees that there's a kares here. And here, the kindling for Mises Beisdin, for Srefa, when you're kindling to Srefa, you're cooking up the oil, you're cooking up the lead. And there's no different, if you cook metal, you cook food, you cook water, it's all Bishul. Bishul is not just cooking food, it's changing a status through the medium of heat, status of an object through the medium of heat. He says, V'tesi nami Rabbi Yossi, Eimadam Rabbi Yossi Havar Alav Yatzah, that's Havar Greidatah, that's only by Havar itself. Havara the Beisdin, it's Bishul Pasilahu. You're cooking the lead. The Amar Rav Sheshes, Mali Bishul Pasila, Mali Bishul Samanim. So therefore, it's definitely dealing with a case. It's dealing with a case of Asei Doche Lo Sase that has a Kares,
and therefore we have a raya, because here the only reason why we say you don't do it is because you have a pasuk. The fault is that say would be doka lo sase, and therefore we need the aleah. Okay, so we'll stop here by Amar Rav Shimi, and we'll pick up tomorrow.
Yeah.